Okay, Christmas crime, does it differ from any other time of the year? John O'Keefe, criminologist at City Colleges and Trinity College, is on the line. John, how are you?
Pretty good, thanks so much.
So, does it change?
Yeah, I think it certainly becomes spiked, as we might say in criminology. Yeah. I mean, there are loads of factors going on at Christmas that perhaps aren't there at other times of the year. If we think maybe about the social factors, first of all, the huge financial pressures that are on everybody. There's a consumer meltdown. Mm. It's a holiday period. Just about everybody's off for some portion of Christmas, which is very unusual. You don't get that at any other time of the year, not in the same way, not even in the summer. People are off school, college, jobs. If you think of the family pressures and strains, there's a thing called strain theory in criminology, and it really could have been applied to Christmas, which says that social structures in society puts pressures on us to commit crime.
Right.
So, I mean, Christmas is a time of huge expectations on us all, meaning further pressure on, you know, career criminals, non-career criminals, and even opportunistic criminals who wouldn't otherwise commit crime. And then, of course, you throw into that mix alcohol, disinhibition, people drinking more than they ordinarily would, doing things they wouldn't ordinarily do, mental health issues brought on by that. Age and gender are quite interesting over Christmas as well. I mean, normally we say that most crime is committed by males. That's a simple fact in the second and third decades of their life. Christmas is a bit different, though. For Christmas, females seem to come out of the woodwork and commit some crime.
Right.
Things like shoplifting and fraud-related offences. So it is a peculiar time of the year in that regard.
Okay, well, is there a different sort of crime committed at Christmas?
Yeah, well, there is, and there's also crimes that are committed more frequently at Christmas than are committed at other times of the year. One particular crime is harassment and stalking. And again, not a lot of people might have thought about this, but if you think about it, people are trying to rekindle old relationships at Christmas, trying to make everything a little bit better. It's kind of an emotional time of the year. And the Gardaí report, and I've met them, they talk about this time of the year and the new year as being perhaps the worst time for reported cases of physical and social, Facebook and so on, stalking going on, which is not when you think of it. Of course, that's a criminal offence if it's persistent and consistent.
I suppose alcohol is a part of that as well, you know?
Yeah, alcohol, of course. I mean, alcohol is the backdrop to all of this. If we're talking about public order offences at any time of the year, 98% are alcohol-related. At Christmas, I think we could put that to 100% quite easily.
Wow.
We've got things like sexual assault as well at Christmas.
Yeah.
Always spikes. Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, Rape Crisis Network will give you those stats at Christmas. And just after Christmas, again, perhaps alcohol having a big part in that. Domestic violence.
Again, huge.
Families are together. Some families don't want to be together, but again, the social strains and structures are bringing people together. We've got drink driving. We still haven't come to terms with that. Shoplifting. People are, you know, committing crime out of necessity as well as an opportunistic way.
Yeah.
They just feel they haven't got enough for Christmas to give to their families. Now, I don't wish to paint a picture of, you know, poor people going out and simply stealing because they have to, of course, and the vast majority aren't doing it for that reason. But there are some. Street robberies are now more prevalent at Christmas.
I would imagine that also, that idea that possibly that handbag contains more cash than it ever does at any other time of the year. There's opportunistic handbag snatching.
And by the way, that handbag, and it's interesting for you, that handbag does, we know it does contain more cash than it would do. And the people, certainly females, need to be concerned about it this time of the year, wary of, are handbag snatchers. Now, these are opportunistic handbag snatchers who are not, we'll say, career handbag snatchers. The difficulty with those people is they may get into a tussle with you. Your ordinary, decent handbag snatcher, if I can call him that, will tend to say, oh, she's not going to let go, I'm off. Because he knows around the corner there's another handbag waiting for him.
Yeah.
The opportunistic one who appears more at Christmas and times like this, they may well start a fight, may grapple. So I think we have to be particularly careful. Be careful as well when you're carrying all those bags, because you're out shopping and it's much easier for bags to be taken. But sorry, I just went off on that handbag snatching one there. That I didn't mean to.
But I would imagine... home invasion, I would imagine. Burglary, does it spike again because there's so much extra in a house?
Absolutely. I mean, it's often said that burglaries are more common in the summer months, and they do tend to peak in the summer months. Days are longer, people are away on holidays. But Christmas also brings its own traps, including a spike in home invasions, as they call it in the States.
Yeah.
Because many are going to be away for Christmas. But even if they're not away for Christmas, everybody tends to be away for large portions of a day or days, visiting people or whatever it might be, or going to events.
Yeah.
And I think what we need to remember is, I know it's going to be hard for some people listening to this, but criminals want to have a very nice time at Christmas as well. You know, they want to give presents. They want to enjoy themselves. So this means they're going to be working, whatever type of criminal they are. And we need to be careful of this. Another issue, of course, is just physically going out.
Yeah.
Pubs are interesting now. Violence in pubs isn't quite as great as it used to be. A lot of people say this is due to the smoking ban.
Mm.
In other words, it sort of dissipated people around the pub and there was less... kind of centralized, febrile atmosphere is going on. Yeah. Of course, what that's done is brought it all back into the home, where more alcohol consumption is going on, and particularly at Christmas when it's up to the nth degree of alcohol consumption. So a lot of domestic violence over Christmas as well. Really, really sad, sad events occur, as they do at all times of the year, but at Christmas for sure. And interesting, smaller crimes, still crimes, of course.
Yeah.
The amount of people who make off and don't pay for bills in restaurants.
Really?
These are people who, you know, the same way people who go out once a year and wear a funny jumper.
Yeah.
Well, these are people who go out once a year. They've never really been to a restaurant, and they think it's sort of high comedy to go to restaurant A and then B, not to pay for it.
That's run out.
Restaurants report a lot at this time of year of people under the sort of camouflage of being drunk.
Yeah.
And work parties and ole ole, and off they go, and no one's paid for anything. That's a big offence this time of the year.
And we talked about street crime and snatching as well. I mean, and it was reported there recently, one of the biggest things is the phone. The market for phones at the moment, it's in the criminal world, seems to be huge.
Yeah. When you think about street crime now, you have to think about you're actually like a mobile home, really.
Yeah.
You know, there's more actually to be got in somebody's handbag now, as far as the criminal's concerned, or their wallet or their person, than you could probably ever get in a home. Like, you could spend your life going through drawers and houses and never find anything. But you know, when somebody's walking down the street at Christmas at night, they've had a couple of drinks, they've got cash, they've got a mobile phone, they've got credit cards, and they're not paying any attention to what's going on around them. It really is the place now to steal and to rob from people.
There was an interesting piece I saw at the Gardaí. They were just giving warnings about the phones, and the one big thing is with the pubs, when you leave your phone on the counter and you go out for a cigarette, and they were saying they actually put 100 quid in cash on the counter and said, would you leave that on the counter and go out for a cigarette? Of course you wouldn't. Well, your phone is worth more than that. So it's just that awareness.
And I mean, phones are attached to us now like arms or legs. I mean, the idea, when somebody loses their phone, I mean, we go into mourning. So really, you have to be very careful of them. And don't assume, I mean, you're right, maybe the pub you go into isn't normally, doesn't suffer from criminals. But at this time of the year, people who mightn't ordinarily be criminals certainly can turn into the criminal mind. So we have to be just a bit careful of that, I think.
I think also, if you're going out drinking as well, at Christmas, you tend to go into pubs that you don't normally go into and you're not as familiar with, because you could be just going on the boozy afternoon, you know, pub crawl with the lads or whatever. And these are, you're going into areas that you're not as familiar with.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know, people will have been around Dublin city centre in the last couple of weeks, and then Cork, Galway and so on around the country. You can see that the way people are coping with their social embarrassment of going into pubs and places they don't know is by getting very drunk. So they're going into places, as you say, where, I mean, the very least you can hope that's going to happen is that you're going to leave your coat there. That's the very least. Yeah. You might as well just take your coat off and give it to the bouncer, because you're going to leave it there. Everybody who goes on a Christmas party is going to leave some of their garments there. Hopefully not too many.
Yeah.
But, you know, and you're absolutely right. You're not looking around the place. It's Christmas. It's work. Of course, there's a whole lot of issues with going out at Christmas with your work friends and imagining it's not work when, of course, it is work. And of course, crimes can be committed in the work environment as well. But this lack of familiarity with your surroundings, you're quite right, is very important. Yeah. People need to be mindful of that.
So what if you were to give your, as a criminologist and knowing the way their mind works, what would your great tips be this Christmas that maybe just to be a little bit more aware of?
Well, I mean, the number of things. The first thing is to remember that Christmas is for everyone, criminals included.
Yeah.
Keep that in your mind. Remember who the people who are going to be most likely the victims of crime this Christmas. As with every Christmas, as with every time of the year, it's not old ladies sitting in their country homes, so they may relax. It's single young people, especially men, out on the town for a night.
Yeah.
Now, having said all of that, a high degree of crime at this time of the year is opportunistic.
Yeah.
So, you know, for God's sake, when you're leaving your car, don't leave the presents in there. You might think it's a season full of bonhomme, and but nobody else thinks that. They'll just take your presents. If you're in the home, be really careful of that Christmas tree lighting up with presents sitting underneath it. It's a lovely Christmas picture, but I mean, it's just like candy to a criminal when he's walking past. There's an element of envy as well. I mean, you know, you have to understand, these people are coming from a different social milieu. They're looking at your nice big red brick and your big tree. Look at us with our big tree and our big presents. They're going, you know what? I'm going to have a bit of that. So be very careful about that. And by the way, you don't have to live in a big house to put your presents under a tree, but I'm just making the point. Be also careful of Facebook and stuff like that. You know, Oh, by the way, you know, we're off to America for Christmas in block capitals. Well, you're not, are you? Because, I mean, if you've got your Facebook open to the general public, as a lot of people do and don't think they have, or any social media they might be using, then, of course, you're saying, bingo, thank you very much. I'll be over a bit later to empty of your belongings.
The thing that really gets me is that locator as well. So people walk into, we've just walked into a restaurant in Lanzarote. And so welcome to this great restaurant. Somebody's going, well, it means they're not going to be around for a couple of days.
Absolutely. And then there's the old-fashioned, let's forget social media, the old-fashioned stuff, like, you know, I'm leaving your key under the wheelie bin. Criminals know you're leaving your key under the wheelie bin, by the way. Yeah. And if you're not leaving it there, you're leaving it under the mat. They're the only two places you're leaving it, or under a stone. So don't do that. It's really simple. And they will go, and they will. Back in the car again, you know, we're inclined to put things in the glove compartment.
Yeah.
They'll never think of there. But of course, that's exactly where they'll think of. So there's a lot of... when you're out, though, be very careful with yourself. Just keep on your guard. And obviously, try not to get too drunk, because you're just going to be so vulnerable.
I know. Okay. It is everything to be warned of for Christmas. John, we probably won't speak to you before Christmas, so I wish you and yours a very happy Christmas.
Thank you very much.
And we'll talk to you in the new year.
Totally.
All right, take care of yourself. Bye-bye. Actually, somebody just texted in, please warn people to beware of the scammers who claim to have found money belonging to you, and then when you check your purse or your wallet, they grab and run off with it. Okay, I've never heard of that one before, but definitely leaving your phone on the counter to go out and have a cigarette, or leaving your phone on the counter and just turning around and talk to somebody, it's gone in a second. Absolutely. Or just, you know, putting your handbag over your coat on the back of the chair. They're everywhere. And really, they are out at Christmas as well, aren't they? Do they know it's Christmas? I think they do.